Well, it is 3 p.m., and it is the 19th of November, getting close to the end of the year. I can't believe how fast the year has flown by. So welcome in, everybody, to the iPhone Users Group on VIP. It is a pleasure to be here with you today. And I spent the last couple of weeks really getting to know the Live Read app and the Echo Box Player app. Those are new. And the Echo Box Player is really, really nice. It reads pretty much most formats. All the ones that I've loaded in, anywhere from music files to book files. And it can take a non-extract, if the book is zipped up in a folder, you don't have to unzip it. You just export it to your files from Dropbox, for example. That's where I usually, how I usually do it. And then from Dropbox, from files, once you've exported it to files, then you go into your Echo Box Player, add more content. And files is pretty much the only option now available. Click on, double tap on files, and then flick through. It's usually at the top. If you've just exported it from Dropbox, it's usually at the top of the list. You double tap on it, and then you flick left to open, and it opens in Echo Box. And at that point, you can flick to the file that you want to play and double tap, and it will play that file. It's really very, very nice. Well, has anybody else had any experience with the Echo Box?
Well, I was going to get it one day, and then something came up, and I didn't, but I'll probably get it eventually.
Well, the other option, the other app that I've been really impressed with is the Live Read app. I think it works extremely well, and it's so quick. I'm very, very impressed with it. It's become my go-to app to read my mail with.
I have been very impressed with it, too, Cheryl. Everything I read in bottles and all kinds of different things with it.
Mine was working great at first, but now it's acting weird, so I don't know. I might have to take it out, put it back in. Doesn't seem to be wanting to read very good anymore.
Mine won't read at all. I put it in last night and it didn't read at all.
That's unusual. Did you give it permission to access the camera?
I did.
Try going to the app switcher, closing it out, and then relaunching it.
Did that too.
I did all that too, and it was working fine at first. I liked it. So I don't know. Something that might, may have corrupted it. I don't know.
Well, then I would delete and reinstall.
How long has it been since you restarted your phone?
That is also, and you know, a lot of times, Parker is correct. A lot of times when your phone is acting wonky, it needs to be kick-started, so to speak.
I just upgraded to 26. I don't know if that makes a difference or not.
It should, because that would have restarted when you upgraded.
So when you open the app, what does it do?
It says read, and then so I got a couple of pieces of mail, and I even had the phone turn on the flashlight thinking it was too dark in here, and it still didn't do anything at all, just sat there.
Mine says clear speech or something like that. Then I flip it and it says line. Something about line, and you put back a previous line and stuff. But it's not reading. Before I was just holding it up or something, you got to read the whole thing.
Yeah, there's the next line, previous line choice there.
Yeah, mine's doing the same thing, Terry. It's just not working.
Well, I just loaded mine and I just waved it over a piece of paper. So.
Doc, fault search, page live read.
Read.
Live read, clear speech.
Shift, alt, juror ID badge number, JMNONS and juror qualification 40, official court document, group number, date, time, duty before the presiding judge at 501 West.
And I can move the phone away from the paper and it still continues to read.
Section of citizens clear. Residing clear in Duval County.
Clear speech.
So, I don't know what to tell you. Mine did that, and I deleted the app, reinstalled it, just so I would recommend doing that. But mine worked for a little bit at first. Another thing, try going into your settings and see what's there.
Yeah, I did that too.
Did you read the tutorial?
Yep, twice actually. Because I was thinking maybe I missed something.
Right after I read the tutorial, the app stopped working.
Plus nine. Enter.
Whoops. The app stopped working completely. So what I did was I went and deleted the app. And then I went back to, the App Store. Found it in my recently in my apps and re-downloaded it. And it's been working fine ever since. So some kind of quirk in that tutorial is what I'm thinking.
That's what I would do more is delete it and reinstall it and see if that doesn't fix it.
Room 049.
Well, thanks, Parker.
657 dB. Eindhoven, Netherlands. Email eu_branch@hollyland.com.
Rebooting the phone did it.
All right, so Mark, go ahead and delete and reinstall that app. So we'll see if we can get you up and going.
Okay, I'm not going to do it today, but I will do it in the next couple days and report back to you.
What were you trying to install?
It's that live read app. Have you got it, Becky?
No, I do not. I saw that post. Is it supposed to be better than the others?
As far as seeing AI, I think it is, because with seeing AI, you have to continually hold the phone over the text. With live read, once it sees the text, you can move your phone away from it and it still continues to read what it just saw. It's pretty impressive, actually.
That is a neat feature. So do you go to livread.com?
Go to your app store and then put in the search live read. But when you get the results, be careful, because there's three or four that have names very close to that.
Okay.
So what is the absolute syntax of it then?
Just live read. but there's one in there, live reads, and a couple others that are very close. But just be careful to get the live read.
Live space read.
One word or two?
Two words. Live, as Mar says, live space read.
Yeah, I like that part where you can move the phone away from it and it continues to read. That's really handy.
Okay. I got a problem with my keyboard here. I'm not sure why. That's the one of the things that I like most about that. Now, between live read, VD scan, and Be My Eyes, you pretty much got all, and in Seeing AI, because it's got that handwriting feature in that. So between the three of those, four of those, you've really got it covered.
I did a search for live read, and I got one that says live reader, text reader, blind and low vision.
I think that's it.
Yeah, that would be the one.
But now he said live reader.
No, just live read.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, he may have misspoke, but yeah, evidently. But anyway, that's what I have to bring to the table. Does anybody have any issues they're working on there other than Mar not getting her app to read?
I use Seeing AI for currency. And I have a shortcut in Siri, and I just tell Siri, check that bill. And it opens right to the currency channel. And it starts identifying the currency. That's pretty cool.
You know, one question I have about those shortcuts, if you have a shortcut set, say there are several channels in Seeing AI, and one of them is read text, and you can ask Siri read text, and it'll open up Seeing AI. Can you have more than one shortcut for an app?
I don't know about that.
Because it would be nice to be able to have a shortcut to say, you know, what is this bill, or and read text and stuff like that. So I don't know. I have to look into that. I also have the iNote. Is it iNote? I think it's iNote from the National Engraving Bureau, and it will also read currency. But I don't know if there's a shortcut for that. That would be interesting.
I still have that little gadget that we all got that, you know, you just hold in your hand and you stick the end of the bill in.
You know, I've had more trouble getting that lined up right because every time I push the button, it goes, error, error.
I haven't used mine in so long, but oh, I know that error is irritating.
Yeah, I think I got a couple of those floating around. I bought one, then I got one, I can't remember. They gave them out free or something at one point. I lost one in a mud puddle.
Yeah, I got a couple from the conventions along the years, and every now and then I'll run across an unopened box with one in it, so I've got a few floating around here. All right. So what next, folks? What would you like to talk about as far as the iPhone? Now, most everybody's got that 26 on here. Now that I've got a lot of the lion's share of doctor's appointments and medical things and prescription things kind of, you know, calmed down, I'm thinking of going ahead and jumping into the fray and upgrading to 26. Is there anything that I need to make note of when I do upgrade? Is there any settings that will help make it easier for the transition?
Cheryl, I had absolutely no problem at all. I just let it upgrade, and I have not had any problem with it at all. And I love that being able to have it screen your calls. Oh my goodness, I got rid of all kinds of nuisance calls.
Mine requires a password now. When I went from the previous iteration onto 26, it insists that I keep putting a password in, and it will not let me break loose from that. So I guess if anybody can give me any advice on that, that would be appreciated. I've tried the usual things, and I read somewhere that I might have to go and open my iCloud account, whatever that means, and get myself relieved from the password there.
No, I didn't have any problem with mine either. I just updated it like I do any other update. It just went as smooth as could be.
Okay, as far as using passcode, see, I don't use one. If you're talking about a passcode, go into passwords and face ID. Double tap on passcode. You'll probably enter your passcode and then you flick past that, and it should give you an option to don't use passcode.
Give that a go. Thank you.
I'm going to take off.
Call from
Miguel
Kevin.
I hope you feel better, Mar.
Yeah, I get to feel better, Martin.
Yeah, she sounds a bit puny. But yeah, I've had to go through that a few times, and it was asked, you know, because I did not want another passcode on my phone. And I told Apple when I was at the Apple store, I said, I don't like that, because if your speech goes off, and you just went through that yourself, Jeff, that can get you in a world of hurt. And that's exactly what happened to me. So I thought, nope, never, never, never.
Oh, I hate using the passcode. I got rid of mine a long time ago.
When I go past the number entry area, it just says cancel. So I canceled it, and I'm right back where I was.
It should give you, did you type in your passcode?
Not yet, but I will.
Yeah, once you type in your passcode, and then you flick, and then you should see another option, don't use passcode. And then it'll try to talk you out of it and just say don't use.
If you decide not to use passcode, can you still use Face ID or not?
I don't think so. Because I think if Face ID does not work, then you have the option to type in your passcode to one or the other. And I think you need one in case the other doesn't work.
When I finish my passcode, it drops me right onto settings.
Are you in passcodes and Face ID?
No, I was at unlock, but I'll go to passcodes and where you said, sorry.
Yeah, that's where you go in settings. So with this update of 26, when it finishes updating, do you have to go through that whole hello thing, or is it going to, because that scares me every time, because I'm afraid I'm going to pick a different language and not be able to get out of it.
Oh boy, Cheryl, it's been a couple of months ago. I think it did go through that.
Yeah, I got the same memory problem. I think it did, but I'm always very careful about that, too. That's not good to get caught up in that thing.
I wish they wouldn't do that. How long did the update take?
I think mine took about 20 minutes.
Yeah, mine probably took closer to 40.
I'm going to call my IT guy back after this because he's trying to get me up and running for works, and it's getting very close. I took a call earlier, but it was interesting. So on this online keypad, it lets me dial the number and call out on this thing. But then after that, you get somebody and you got to dial the number to get dial, you know, for this press one, for this press two. It wouldn't let me do any additional presses. So that's part of what he's working on. I'm pretty nervous about going to work. It's been 5.5 months since I've been live, and I'm kind of nervous about it.
That's going to make a person lazy.
Well, don't know about the lazy part, because I still have a lot to do around the house.
Extended vacation.
Yeah, well, I'm very grateful for the break because it has allowed me to do quite a bit. So that was a God thing. I honestly believe that.
By the way, is Hank not here today because he's out buying a new phone?
Well, I don't know why Hank's not here today. He was in the 1 o'clock class, so I don't know, maybe he just forgot, or I told him that I got them both lined up for today. So he still has not bought his new phone yet, so I was giving him the business about that earlier.
Tell him to let go of that dollar.
No, you wouldn't give him the business about that, would you, Cheryl?
Well, you guys will be happy to know that today in this sports bar, I gave a plug to Center Stage on VIP.
I'm back. So where I entered passcode, I tried it twice. It told me it was an incorrect passcode, even though I'm sure I entered it correctly. So I've now done two incorrect passcodes, and I don't know if it'll lock me out totally if I try a third incorrect one. So I canceled out of there. So that's the result I have to the moment.
So when you open your phone, you have to enter a passcode, and that's the passcode you're entering when you go into settings?
That's correct.
Well, that doesn't make any sense. Yeah, I would not try it again. I wouldn't. Way to you know, restart your phone or wait a couple hours before you even attempt that. Because I think the first time it'll lock you out for an hour or two. And don't even go there.
That's what I thought.
You are correct.
It seems like I did that a few years ago.
When I got this new phone a few months ago, I opted out of it. It made me put in a passcode, and then I said, don't use. I said, no, I'm not going to.
I thought that's what I had done as well. After I found it, when I landed in 26, it insisted it wouldn't unlock unless I gave it a passcode, period.
Well, that worries me. Do you use a passcode, Terry?
I don't think so. No. I can't remember, but I'm sure I didn't.
I normally do, so I know it asked me for one, but I use it all the time, so I didn't think anything about it.
Well, the idea is sound. However, mine was doing it all the time. Every time I'd put the phone down, pick it up, I'd have to it was locked all the time, lock. And it was driving me crazy. It's kind of destroyed my interest in the phone.
So did you go into display and brightness and go to auto lock and turn that to never?
Yeah, I have mine turned off too. My phone never locks itself unless I press the button.
I did set it to never, yes.
And when you put your phone down, it's still locked?
No, I've only done that for a few hours, so I'll have to see what the results are. I can't respond.
Okay, because sometimes there's also a thing called shake to wake, and I turn that off too.
I would do that on principle.
Well, that got annoying because I didn't know what was happening, and I was doing it inadvertently, not meaning to. And I thought, that can get on your nerves, but there are so many settings in there. And I would say 60% of them I don't use. So it was an interesting situation that I had today. I was dictating a email, which I don't do very often, but I didn't have Bluetooth enabled, so I couldn't use my keyboard, so I did this. And two of the words, the one word that it didn't hear me write was Easter seals, and I said it twice. The first time it said Easter sales, and the second time it said Easter steals, which I could have left that one in. But anyway, I did the, you know, edit, went into edit mode and, you know, found the word that I wanted, got to the end of the word and took that out and then typed on the keyboard, put the correction in. Wayne says, wouldn't it have been easier to cancel the email, recreate, you know, and redo it? And my answer was no, but I'd kind of like to get your take on it.
I would start over because I hate editing in Apple.
Well, you know, by the time you hit cancel, delete draft, okay, and then you have to find the email, reply, because I was replying to an email, and then you have to go in there and put the sub, you know, get back in. To me, it was about as many steps as it was to, you know, rotor to words, find the word, delete the word, and then type it in. So I don't know, six of one, half a dozen of the other, I suppose. Nobody else has email on their phone, I guess.
No, I've avoided because my previous use of email, I couldn't delete large numbers of emails, and I never could find a way to do that. So when I started this new phone up, I decided not to put email on it.
And, you know, they've got it to where, I don't know if the new phone, but when I got this phone and I wanted to reset up my email, it would get you so far, you literally could not do it as a blind person. I had to get my IT guy, when he showed up to work on my computer, I said, "Sure, I need you to log me into my email account." That was most annoying.
I never put it on my phone because I'm hardly ever away from my computer, so I don't really have any need for it.
There he is. Hey, Hank.
Yeah, what happened to you? Did you take a nap?
No, I thought I had plenty of time. I had to call my mom's. She asked me if we could call her health insurance. And one of those, you talk to one person, then, oh, you got to talk to this person. And then you're on hold while they transfer you, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Sure, you guys know the drill.
We thought you were out buying a new phone.
That was funny, Terry. I told him about harassing you earlier about getting a new phone. You need to get Tommy to take you up there, and you know.
Yeah, I probably could order it through the mail, but like I said, I got a local cable company doing my phone, and I know the new phones is an e-card, so I don't know how difficult it would be to do it. I guess I could order it, and if I can't get it, then have somebody just take me to the cable company and have them set it up.
Yeah, when I got mine, I had to go to AT&T, and they had to do something, but when I got switched these out, I didn't have to do anything, so I guess they have fixed that problem.
Do I have a key? Yes, I do. Either that, or you said you already had it once. I guess maybe once you go to the eSIM, it's easier to transfer. Like if you get a new phone, it's a lot easier because you've already created your eSIM or something.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. They just copied the number of the eSIM over to the new phone. They had to do it at Apple, though. I mean, I was already there. So you may have to take it in and let them do that.
Yep. Hopefully, I don't know, I'll try again this weekend. Maybe somebody can run me over. I was hoping my buddy's girlfriend was going to quit her job. So I was like, oh, she'll have time. Take me to the store. Let's go shopping. A woman doesn't like shopping?
I only like it online anymore. I don't want to go to the physical store.
This is true. I guess it depends what it is. Some things that, you know, you kind of need to feel and check them out, try them on.
Well, I remember the days when we could go to Radio Shack or somewhere like that, and you could see everything that they had. Nothing was in bubble packs and stuff. You could actually know what you were buying. And then they started bubble wrapping everything where you couldn't, all this plastic stuff, and, you know, you couldn't see it, couldn't feel it.
Yeah, I really liked Radio Shack. I miss them.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun because you could buy capacitors, resistors, wires, drivers. I used to make my own speakers or replace speakers if I blew a tweeter or something and just went found the right size. all kinds of parts that you could get for stereo fuses.
I knew this dude back in the 80s. He used to, like, Radio Shack was, like, not even a quarter mile away from him. And if you couldn't find him home, you'd find him at Radio Shack. He was there all the time, looking at all the parts.
Yeah, we used to have a radio repair shop, and we used to get all of our parts. You could get the resistors, capacitors, whatever you needed. They had a good selection. Switches, you name it, you could get them.
I don't know. I don't think there is a store like that anymore, right? You'd have to order all that stuff online, wouldn't you?
You probably could get some of the stuff, but no, there's no brick and mortars anymore. Not that I know of. Like Crutchfield, you might be able to get some switches or capacitors, but I even doubt that. But you can get some stuff from them, but not to the selection that you had from Radio Shack. I mean, you could build a space station with the parts they had.
Hey, Chris, and welcome in. We're talking about Radio Shack right now, but we are all about the Apple. So anything that comes to your mind? One of the things that we talked about earlier was the Echo Box Player. And I just set off my Echo in the other room. And the Live Read. Have you seen either one of those?
No, and I was curious because I saw, I think Mar had a message about that, and I was wondering what that was about and how does it differ from, say, VD scan or, you know, reading with seeing AI or being my eyes or what have you.
Well, Live Read is pretty much instant. You know, with VD scan, you have to capture the image. With Live Read, you just open the app, it says read, and whatever the camera sees, it starts reading.
Phone call. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, Jeff.
The difference is, or the good thing about it, I would just say different. Like CNAI, if you hold it over a document or something, it'll start reading, but if you move the camera a little bit, it starts reading again, or if you move the camera away from the piece of paper, it stops altogether. Live Read, it kind of takes a picture. I mean, you don't hear anything. It sees what's on the paper, starts reading it, and once it starts reading, you can walk away from the paper, walk across the room, and it's still reading it, and then you can go forward a line and back a line.
And can you save what it reads?
That's the only thing that you cannot do. Like VD scan, you can. But, you know, on the good side, I mean, if it's like, oh, I really like a copy of that, then you go to VD scan, take another picture of it, and then you can, you know, keep a copy.
And what's great about it is that, like, it's kind of right out the box. You open the app, and whatever you put it over, it just starts reading. So it's quick. You don't have to swipe and go to this tab or do this, that, and the other, like some of the other ones. And also, you know, again, the difference, CNAI, if you move the camera, it starts reading something else, where this, you have to kind of tell it to dismiss that. And then, so if you got something on a top shelf like a box, you can reach the camera up with it. It'll start reading what's on the box and pull the phone down to you and you can move around the screen.
Of course, you know, they may have an update where they might be able to save it later on. So it's fairly new yet, so you never know what they might come up with.
And is this a free app?
It is free. Yeah, if people start putting in the feedback, hey, can we save or take a picture? I don't know if you could do a screenshot and if that would work.
How do you do a screenshot?
I believe, the newer phones, I'm not sure. Is it down arrow and power button together? Or I think on my phone, it's the home button and the power button together. and then you hear the camera shutter.
Why am I thinking it's the side button and the volume up or something like that? I know that's a gesture for something.
But that might be food for thought, you know. Once you hear what you want to save and then do the screen capture, and you have that in your, I think it sends it to your photos.
According to the A lady, I asked for iPhone 16 because I know that doesn't have a home button. It says the side button and the up volume button at the same time.
Yeah, Chris Ann, you were spot on.
Yeah, that's what sticks in my mind is the up volume button and the power button at the same time.
That's good to know. You know, sometimes we need to be reminded of something that we don't use that often. But, you know, it's like, oh, yeah, by the way, how do you do that again?
Yeah, because sometimes it comes useful. I mean, we're not visual, so we don't really use screenshots. But say if you are looking at something, you can do a screenshot and then message it to somebody else or email it or whatever. Like, this is what I'm looking at.
You know, there has been instances when I was on the phone with Ira, and Ira would say, can you send a screenshot of that to me? And I couldn't remember how to do it. So, you know, we did something else.
I'm surprised they didn't know her.
But what's really cool is that this, I got a jury summoned again. And I got a federal one back in January, February, somewhere real early in the year, and I got excused from that. And then I got another one for local just yesterday or last night. Called Ira. They read the paper. They got the number off of there, went to the website, filled out the form. And this morning I've got a email from the jury people saying, you are excused for ABBA. I don't know how you did it, Hank, but I've never been able to get excused forever like that. So it now state complete. I don't have to ever do that.
Which is nice, you know, because you can easily get out of jury duty every time. But do you want to do that? I mean, some people get hit a lot. Luckily, I did it early on. Somebody told me I could do it. I'm like, I jumped right on it. So I did that like 40 years ago. But I've known people, just even sighted people, that they just get hit with jury duty out constantly.
And my sister, she's like 6 years older than me. She said, I've never got a jury summons. I said, I don't know how you get out of that. But anyway, it was nice that Ira was available to. You know, I would not know how to do that. And every time I called to get excused from jury duty, not one person ever said, if you want to be excused from now on, do this. No, nobody ever gave me that suggestion.
It's funny that they don't tell you that. You know, you figure they would. Well, maybe they just don't know. They just know you're getting out of it.
That must be, you know, because, you know, depending on who you talk to, the level of information is different each time. So the other program we were talking about, Chris Ann, was the Echo Box Player. And I get these books in MP format. You can get them in the VIP box. Sometimes there was a book in there. I don't know if it's still in there about what dogs think and things like that. Had I had this Echo Box player, I would have gotten that. I would have exported it from the VIP box. And you're just exporting a copy, not the actual book. into my files, and then from my files, you can, you know, get it into the Echo Box player and read it through there. So it works really well. I'm very, very pleased with it. So that's kind of, I've got it very close to my Bard app. So I've got all my frequently used Bard apps on one page.
So what formats of books does it read? Like, would it read Audible books, or would it read, because that's its own program, I guess. What all formats does it read?
It does read Audible books. Any basic Audible media, it will play. Like, it'll play MP3s, it'll play MP4s, it'll play... I've gotten a zipped up folder out of Dropbox and put it into my files and imported it into Echo Box without even unzipping it. And it plays nonstop. It's amazing. I was like, wow, that's pretty cool.
Wow, I had not heard of that player. Wow. That sounds neat to have that all on your phone like that.
Yes, I just finished a book called The Widow by John Grisham. It's, I think, his latest book from Audible, and it played fine. I'm now reading the latest Jack Reacher book that was from Audible, and... so far, so good. It's great. And at the end of this book, there is an interview with Lee Child.
So when you're in your Audible library on the phone, then how do you tell it to play it in the Echo Box player instead of from the way Audible would play it, I guess.
What I would do is, if you have an Audible folder on your phone, I would try to share it to My Files. And once it's in My Files, Echo Box will go, there's this tab called Add Content. And Echo Box will look in My Files, and if it sees that box, it sees that book, you double tap on the book and then flick left to open, and it'll open in Echo Box, and you can flick right until you see that title, and then you would double tap to start playing it.
And when you start and stop playing it at some point, when you come back to it, it's right in the right place again?
Yes. And you can also, and this is something that I've done because I fell asleep one time and I lost my place. And if you go back, you have to kind of have an idea of what chapter you were on. But you can flick through.
I think we lost you, Cheryl.
What did you hear? Okay, my key tends to drop without notice, so I could be talking and I'm not really keyed up, and I don't even know it. So anyway, we were talking about one time I fell asleep reading a book, and I lost my place, so I had to go, went into chapters, but it starts you off chapter one. But you can flick through them really quick to get back to the chapter you were at, if you roughly remember that. And there's a sneak interval where you can change it from, I think, 30, go up to 30 minutes, so you can also do that. but the default is 30 seconds. So you can go back 30 seconds, forward 30 seconds. You can set bookmarks. And that's all the features I've really worked with there. But it's good. It's doable.
I know I was having trouble, and I probably at some point need to get a new phone or something. My battery is getting down there. But I guess I never played with the raise to wake option. And I think that's where some of my battery problem was coming from, was that, you know, when I would pick my phone up, or if I had it in my purse, it would be in an app or, you know, something where the battery obviously was running. And then I went into all the background app refresh stuff. And with updates and whatever, I think it turns things on by itself. And I went and shut a lot of that stuff off. And it has made a difference in the time now that I, you know, charge, and how long I have to wait, you know, before I charge again, and all of that. And I just found that kind of interesting in the past few days, that some of those options I had never played with.
Oh, that shake to wake thing. I had to turn that off too. And that was getting on my nerves. It was just, turns out I was like, wait a minute, what are you doing?
Yeah, same here. Like if it was on my desk and I'm getting up to go out or something, or go upstairs, or don't you even go to another room. You pick it up, it starts yapping at you. It's like, no, I just want to put you in my pocket. And mine, even in my pocket, my jeans, I would run up the stairs and it would wake up because it's being raised. Yeah, and that was exactly what you need to do, background and refresh and all that stuff. It really eats your battery up. And what I do now that my battery's a little degraded, I'm not going to put a new battery in it because it's old. It's already my third battery, my second replacement. If I'm going to go out, I charge it, and then I just automatically put on low power mode because I don't do anything extensive or crazy. So then my battery lasts all day on low power mode.
I got raised awake. That was one of the first things I turned off. Man, I didn't like that thing.
I mean, that's got to, I don't know why anybody would want that feature. I mean, I don't know what Apple was thinking about when they put that in there. There must have been a reason, though.
Convenience. Maybe people which I'm not one of them, there's people that check their phone constantly. You know, they're constantly like, did I get anything new? 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 So instead of having a swipe or press a button or this and that, they just, you know, lift it and they could do it one-handed and not even touch the screen. And they can see if they got notifications or look at the time or whatever. Now they got the new phones have the always on-screen display. So even though you lock your phone, it's still showing the time, and that's got to kill your battery. First thing I'm going to turn off when I get mine.
Well, I don't lock my phone to begin with, and the battery lasts most of the day unless I'm really busy in an app doing something for a while. But I had turned location services off because I thought, well, that's got to kill my battery. But when I did that, and I would go into some of these apps, they need your location to do certain things. So I ended up going and turning location services back on. But I've only got it on while using the app. If I'm not using the app, I close it up with the app switcher. And that seems to help.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was about to say. You can turn it back on and just only when using app kind of a thing. And anything you don't want to be doing, yeah, just shut them off. Certain things just don't need your location. Like my email, it doesn't need to know where I am to get my email.
I don't have it on for that either.
Another battery saver. I don't do this because forget, although I think there is a way to set it up with geo, so locations, is like when you're home, you could turn cellular off, especially if you have Wi-Fi calling. Or when you go out and you're in a car and you're moving around or going places, you turn Wi-Fi off because then it's not constantly trying to connect to a location. Because when you're out, you're usually not connecting to Wi-Fi unless you go to a friend's house who you already have the password, or a coffee shop that you visit a lot, or a bar and you want to be at. Yeah, then, but yeah, you just turn it off when you go out and you save a lot of battery.
I've not really turned it off, and I've never really noticed it trying to find Wi-Fi connect. Once I leave my Wi-Fi, it doesn't really try to look for anything else. I have never noticed that.
Well, it's constantly checking in the background because, like, say, if you were to go to, your friend's house or anybody, my daughter, say you've been there and you've used their Wi-Fi. When you get to her house, you automatically connect to her Wi-Fi. Why? Because it is looking to connect somewhere. You know, it's not showing you. You're not getting a pop-up or anything.
No, it's my understanding that it's not going to look for it until there's one that you've already connected to in its range. And then it's like, oh, I know you. Can I connect?
Okay, that could make sense. They might have made it better over the years, but at least that's what I was told, I don't know, a long time ago, that, you know, it's searching constantly. I think cell service does search. Maybe Wi-Fi doesn't, like you said, if it just sees it, but it's not actively pinging.
Yeah, here in this building where I live, now I have my own Wi-Fi and internet and everything, but when I go out of my apartment here and start heading to other places in the building, it does join the public Wi-Fi here. And then I have to sometimes look when I come back here to make sure that it went back. And most of the time it does. And when I go to my brother's house, I have been on his Wi-Fi before and had put in his password and all that. So again, it will automatically join his Wi-Fi pretty quickly. So it's kind of cool that way.
Yeah, if you've ever connected to something and you're in that area again, it will pop on. You know, it's okay, we've been here before.
Yeah, but what Hank said, it's always searching. Well, it is searching. That's why it finds the other Wi-Fi connection. So it's still searching in the background, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. You know, so it probably does do a little bit of that, but I don't think it uses a tremendous amount of battery doing that. So we're coming to the end of the hour. I've got IT waiting for me to call them back so that we can continue what we were doing before. I do appreciate everybody coming in and joining us today. I think there was a lot of good information passed around, so I appreciate that.